This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, October 13th. Well, cattle markets were fairly quiet yesterday, despite some pressure coming into corn. Feeder cattle markets tried to react to the upside, but really struggled to do so. Of course, the front month, October, nearing the end of its life, was not really the leader. In fact, it was down 75. But even the back months, November was just up 7. January was up 67. So we have some pretty clear bear spread action going here in the feeder cattle market, despite a lot of pressure in the feed grain market. So that's worth noting. Live cattle were down about 90 cents or so on the front, down 60 on the back. So there too, you got the bear spreads working, but at least the market was down. You would expect those bear spreads to work. So I would take this as a sign that the market is struggling on the upside here. We had a big run last week. Market has really just kind of fallen flat this week. I'm looking for it to have a correction from this rally before we start another leg up. We'll see if that materializes, but we clearly have lost some of that upward momentum here over the last few days. Cash markets so far this week have been quiet. We haven't seen any activity yet. The box beef was lower yesterday, this time led by Select. So for the first time, we're seeing the Select be down quite a bit, where the Choice was almost unchanged. Choice was down 5 cents at 281. Select was down 229 at 261. So the spread jumped $2.24. We're sitting at 1942. Movement was 177 loads. So that's a good solid number. So we've been following the box beef values here over the last 35 days. A Choice has been down 33 of those days for a drop of $67 from the August 23rd high. That is a drop of 19%. Select is down 29 of the last 35 days for a drop of $58, and that's a drop of 18%. So continuing to see the box beef just slide here over the last several weeks. Slaughter rates at 241,000 heads so far this week. That is 1,000 less than a week ago and 1,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 53 cents. We're sitting at 154.15. So the cash market, again, continuing to see weakness in the box beef. We haven't seen much trade develop on the Fed trade yet, but the packers have been taking most of the hit on the cash side, but feedlots had never really participated in the upside either. So it's been a pretty flat, generally speaking, market on the cash trade, whereas the box beef has moved all over the place and the packers have been enjoying the increased profits but also absorbing the loss for the most part. For feeder cattle, you know, ultimately I think that we work our way higher into early November. I just felt we would get a little bit of a pullback here after such a sharp rally. Market would stabilize and pull back a bit before you take that next leg up. Still targeting early November for that high. We're seeing quite a bit of moisture come across the southern and central plains. In fact, all the way up into the northern plains, the radar is showing a huge system that has dropped a great deal of snow and blizzards in some of these northern locations, but bringing much needed moisture to these areas. Now, you're not going to be grazing in the north, but you are looking at perhaps a jump in winter wheat grazing opportunities. And we likely would see demand for calves get a bump for that reason. The other reason too, with corn harvest nearing the end and a pretty decent crop, you're going to see more demand for calves coming from the farmer feeders out of the Midwest. Now that they get wrapped up with harvest and have some time, they'll be looking at these smaller feedlots kind of kick in this time of year to boost demand for feeder cattle. So I think there's a pretty good shot of feeders getting back up into, again, that early November time window. But in the bigger picture, you're still looking at a market that had a huge sell-off from a couple months ago. And I think that we're going to see another leg similar to that as we work our way into the winter. After that, then I would look for the market to have a much different trajectory. You know, it depends on what live cattle are doing, of course, and what corn is doing, of course. And I don't think corn is in a bear market. I do think that we'll probably work our way higher for corn into the winter and especially the spring as it battles it out for acres. We really don't have any competition in the corn export market. With Brazil's disastrous second season corn crop, they really have very little to export. And Ukraine, which is the world's third largest exporter, they're around, but they're not near the volume that we see out of the U.S. or Brazil. So I think demand for corn is going to be much more robust than what the supply-demand report is suggesting. I think that underpins the corn price and would offer perhaps some pressure to the feeder cattle market. But ultimately, the numbers are tightening for calves. We've seen, you know, the herd reduction the last couple of years. The calf crop continues to get smaller. You're going to see massive herd liquidation numbers show up in the inventory reports from across the northern plains. That just makes your calf crop all the much tighter. So I think there is a very bright picture being painted for the cattle space, but I don't think we're there yet. We need to see good grazing. We need to see a good hay crop before you really start to see herd expansion, which really jump starts your bull market in cattle. Until you see that, which is at least next summer to next fall, the market will try to work its way higher, I think, once we get into the spring months. But right in front of us, we've got a lot of cattle to process. We've got a lot of numbers that have headed into the feedlots. We've got to work our way through that, at least to get live cattle back into a tightening beef supply situation before you can take this whole complex and start moving higher. It's coming. It's just a matter of timing, and I don't think we're there yet. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.